Welcome to today's Rensselaer Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. State Representative Guy Vanderlinden joins us on today's program to recap the 2015 Iowa legislative session.
Well, Guy, and in fact, we're talking to you just after the 2015 legislative session is ending. First of all, tell us your general thoughts about just today and what it means to get this done before you push any deadlines and what it means to get the budget settled. Probably not as soon as you'd like to, but at the very least, before things got really tense.
Yeah, I think the session went on longer than normal because it was a tougher struggle to get to the numbers we needed to on all the spending bills. But as always, the closer we get to the end, it's kind of dropping off a cliff. It goes quicker the last day than anything you ever see around here. So today was pretty good. I think we did as well as we could have with the revenue that's available, and I'm overall pretty happy with the way the session went.
Well, and as we look at some of the big provisions, and I know you don't have all those specific details right now, but some of the big things, of course, education spending was a long, drawn-out battle. You at the very least figure out this year, what's the status of next year's funding look like? Is that going to be something we start with at the beginning of next session, or was that accomplished here on this final day?
No, next year will be another fresh sheet of paper. The House had intended to propose a 2% increase for next year. The Senate informally was not willing to start from there, and so we will be right back where we were at the beginning of this session. The difference may be how much revenue we have next year. If there's more revenue, we'll certainly do more for education, but that remains to be seen.
And for folks who aren't familiar with this year's numbers, it was 1.25% that the House originally proposed, and then one-time money additional to that. How was that deal reached, at least as you understand it, and what is that ultimately going to mean for schools?
Well, it's going to mean that schools get less money than they would like to have, but as much money as we could responsibly provide, in my opinion. In fact, my personal opinion, we provided more than possibly we should have. But the decision was made to provide the additional one-time money that, by definition, comes out of money that could have been spent on other things like public safety or who knows what, transportation and needs and so forth. But that's where we placed our priorities, and that's fine. As to how they reached that decision, I wasn't there. So I really can't tell you how they get to those numbers.
Well, and for some of your personal priorities and legislation that you wanted to set out to get done early this session, looking back, what were you able to accomplish? What were some things that you maybe got close to? And ultimately, what were some of the things that are going to be on the table until next year?
Well, probably the one that passed that I'm most proud of, again, is the pharmacy benefit manager piece that goes to getting a fair shake for our local pharmacies. That happened fairly early in the session. We came close to having legislation that would get uninsured motorists off the road. We came very close. In fact, that was the last bill that we addressed. It was part of the last bill we addressed. Unfortunately, we didn't get that done. I think that's a disappointment, but I think it'll be back next year. Beyond that, there are any number of bills that I think were good for Iowa that I voted for. Think of a specific one right off the top of my head, but I think, like I said earlier, I think overall we did as well as we could with the tools we had at hand.
Well, and my last question for you is that we won't start things up again for another 6 months, but obviously a lot of people are going to be very interested in what happens next year, especially with an election year looming, a big election year, of course, with the presidential election nationally. What are some of your top priorities as you head into next session?
Well, my priority is always trying to be a responsible custodian of the taxpayers' revenue. And we have done that for the 5 years that I've been in the legislature. Iowa is in better financial shape than nearly any other state in the country, and that didn't happen by accident. That happened by being adult about the way we handle money, not just filling needs because it makes us feel good, but actually looking at what's in the bank before we start writing checks. And we will continue to do that.
That concludes today's Rensselaer Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's Best Value in Retirement Living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.